Mudah-mudahan dengan surat video ini, kakak bisa melihat anak kakak dan dapat tergerak untuk memberi kabar.
What you're hearing here is actually a love letter. And it's a love letter sent from West Papua by video. When we hear about West Papua, we're usually hearing about violence or conflict. It's a part of Indonesia where many of the indigenous locals want independence or at least autonomy from the Indonesian government. But a new project has the aim of simply spreading throughout the world the everyday stories of West Papuans. Skilled local filmmakers have joined with Indonesian video makers to capture West Papuan lives through the camera. Some of those filmmakers are currently in Australia to share what they've produced.
Yeah, it's about a woman who fell in love with an Indonesian soldier. She got pregnant and she left him. And she had to deal with a lot of scrutinies from the community saying that, you know, how come you're hanging out with an Indonesian soldier? And of course, you know, being a single mother, that was a challenge in itself.
It's a story that shows the tension between Indonesian soldiers and the indigenous West Papuan population. But it's also a story about everyday life. Enrico Adichondro is one of the people behind Papuan Voices, and he spent time in West Papua helping the locals to tell stories like this one. He and his colleagues at Engage Media had noticed that most of the stories coming from the province were of a certain kind.
Most of the stories are usually around violence, the conflicts, and mutilated bodies and all that kind of thing. And there's been a lot of films made by Australians, by Europeans, Americans, but not so much from the Papuans themselves.
So the Papuan Voices project was launched to work with West Papuans to tell their stories. And Rico and his colleagues went looking for the stories, and they found them in their thousands.
People are struggling with, you know, their everyday lives. And the stories that came out of that is just flowing, I think. They could just tell stories and it was, you know, that would make a good film.
That doesn't mean that the tensions of the province are excluded from the films. The politics of the province are always there in the background of everyday life. One of the films is about the Papuan woman in the capital of the province, joining together to protest and push the government to build them some shelter so they can sell their fresh produce in decent surroundings. The film was made by Frankie Marking. He says that producing these films does carry some risks in West Papua. He tells a story about a threat that he received, and Rico is translating here.
One morning, I woke up to see a decapitated lizard placed on top of a white paper in front of my house with my name written on it. So there are a lot of intimidations. I'm not quite sure what that means, but that's what I saw.
But there are some advantages to telling stories about everyday lives instead of just about independence activists in West Papua. Rico explains that to their surprise, they've been able to screen the videos in Indonesia without any pressure from the government.
Miraculously, all these videos actually passed the censorship board, which we were pleasantly surprised. Also disappointed in some ways, saying, oh, maybe the videos are not edgy enough. But yeah, logistically speaking, you know, if you want to distribute the videos, of course that's a lot of help. And yeah, the videos have been screened in several local TV stations as well in Indonesia.
Here in Australia, the filmmaker Frankie Marking has a message for our government. The Australian government supports some anti-terrorism sections of the Indonesian military, and Frankie says that those sections of the military are being used against activists in West Papua. He's also keen to emphasize something else. He says he made the video because he loves Indonesia, but he says he loves the idea of truth and justice for West Papua even more. And telling these stories may be one way of spreading those everyday truths to people in Indonesia and beyond. And Frankie and Rico from the Papuan Voices Project are now rounding up their Australian tour. If you're in Sydney, you can catch them on Wednesday at the University of Sydney. They'll also be in Newcastle on Friday and at the Australian National University in Canberra on Monday. More information on our website later this evening, thewire.org.au.